jobs to upgrade our system to handle the new demand. Lifestyle refused once in the past. All we want is cooperation. That's about it. But I think that's all I could think of.
All right. Thank you.
Are you having any issues with your well right now?
I'm sorry. I have a hearing issue.
No, I'm sorry, and I don't talk very loud, they tell me. Are you having any issues with your well right now?
Okay, what do you mean by issues?
Do you not take samples and send to DNR now?
Yes, we do all that.
And
The problem I was talking about was the increase in volume that's required by what they're putting in. It wasn't designed for that. We need somebody to look at it and make sure that it could handle the increase in volume and pressure. Other than just a representative from Lifestyle saying we looked at it and it's okay.
I thought someone was going to talk to DNR and get that to find out how many the well would hold. Has anyone contacted the engineer?
Okay. That was, as far as I understood, you asked Lifestyle to do that the last time you turned them down. And it was their responsibility to do that. They have done nothing. And see, this business venture isn't mine. If you need water to supply all the buildings that you're building, then you should be responsible for the increase in volume there. You should be responsible to contacting the DNR and all that. And that's what I'm asking, is that somehow, as a result of this Planning Commission right here, that the DNR get involved, and they could—they're the experts in water. They could tell us what Lifestyle needs to do to improve our little system so it could handle their increase.
Scott, as they build these, do they have to go to DNR to? As they hook on, is there any requirements on them? If the zoning is changed and they build X number of units?
The only requirement to get that commercial building permit is a fire permit. They have to come through with a fire permit, and then we can issue the, because like he stated, the water's all controlled by the DNR.
Nothing on the water.
The water.
I'm assuming it's all dictated in the private. I mean, I've never looked at the private agreement. Because that's a private deal. I'm assuming that is all dictated by the private agreement.
My name is Mike Stalzer. I'm the engineer for Lifestyle, and I can address the water issue if you'd like.
I'm sure they would.
Well, there's more people who oppose it.
I was just going to clarify, since it's the question on the floor. With Briarwood, my name is Mike Stalzer. With Briarwood development, the condominium was proposed initially to have, I believe, another 16 units in addition to the 8 or 16 that are there. So when they designed that water system, it was designed to handle the total unit count for that building, as was the sewer system. So when the development was proposed by Lifestyle, the sewer system is adequate to serve the buildings currently proposed, and the water system is also adequate to serve the buildings proposed because they're basically replacing the capacity of the 16 units that weren't constructed. So if you go to DNR, there's no need for a permit because there's adequate capacity. So if they were to add units above and beyond what's proposed, they may have to go back to DNR and upgrade or add an additional ground level storage tank. That would be the requirement. The requirement is you need one day's storage of average flow for all users. So say they use 24,000 gallons a day, that's the amount of ground level storage you need to serve the facility. So as it stands right now, no additional capacity is needed to serve the proposed buildings.
So that would be his opinion. I bought my condo. I was the original buyer from the bank.
If you don't mind the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Okay, I was the original owner, bought it from the bank. The builder was going under. He finished things up hastily, and some things weren't up to par just to try to sell them to keep from going under. There's no guarantee that what's on paper is it what he actually did. Now, come to this day, our water system has some pressure issues, and if you add any more to it, it's liable to fail. And that would be on lifestyle. And he just wants to get in here, build it, and get out. And then when all the problems come down the road, he won't be here, you know, to address it with it. And that's why I was bringing it up today.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
There's more people who wanted to speak.
Is there anyone else that wants to come forward and speak? Come forward.
Thank you. My name's Harold Nestor. I'm also a resident at 1573 Lakeshore Drive, and I have a couple things I'd like to hand out to you all. I'm sorry I haven't gotten them to you before now. This is something I have prepared and I'm going to present today. It's much shorter than it appears. And this is the website from the University of Pennsylvania from which the information I'm going to present was gained. First page, and I beg your indulgence because I'm not an artist, nor am I a good computer presenter. But the first page shows Redbud Shores, the immediate under Redbud Shores. That's our building, and the three yellow buildings are outbuildings. Briarwood, and the thing in the center or off center is the creek between the two developments. On the right side of the creek, it shows in blue the current development, the current properties that are occupied and as nightly rentals. The brown shows the proposed area of development. And this is speaking specifically to the water use, and actually since we started this meeting, and some parking issues. And I'll be reading from the text here. In general, we use 50 to 100 gallons a person. Now, this is per the University of Pennsylvania. In general, we use 50 to 100 gallons per person per day in our homes, 200 to 400 gallons per family of four. The household use estimates given in Table 1. You'll find that at the end of this particular handout. Can be used to calculate more specific daily usage values for your home. So the purposes of planning a water system, the total use of water is less important than the peak daily use or the peak demand. In reality, most of the water used in the home occurs over a very short period of time, usually in the morning and evening, as we all recognize. As a result, for planning purposes, this is recommended that a water system be able to supply all the daily use projected in a two-hour peak demand period. If you estimate that your home will use 400 gallons per day, the water system should be sized to provide this much water in a two-hour period. So Redbud Shores, and as I indicated, is currently square feet of living area is 21,171, which is 29% of the living area of the two complexes. That's the way it stands now. Briarwood, the current feet of living area, is 16,684 square feet, and that is 71%. No, I'm mistaken there. The Brown proposed square feet of living area, that's the proposed square feet of living area, is 35,424. The final total living area of the two Briarwood is 71% of the total living area of both complexes. The water system needs, as stated in this, as the information stated by the University of Pennsylvania, Redbud Shores, 100 gallons per day per person, 54 occupants, and we don't have 54 occupants at Redbud. I made these numbers as what our total occupants could be, and I used the same basis for Briarwood, and that's two persons per bedroom. And I sort of went in my research by how these places are advertised is how many will be occupied. So I went two persons per bedroom. Many times in nightly rentals are stacked with two bunk beds in a bedroom. Anyway, but I just went two persons per bedroom plus two in a hide-a-bed in the living room. So Redbud has a 54 occupant potential, which requires 5,400 gallons of water per day. Briarwood, 100 gallons per day. Upon completion of the development, and this is something I want you to keep in mind as well, this is 2 acres that's going to comprise Briarwood, just 2 acres of land. Part of it is in a floodplain, is still in a floodplain that wouldn't be able to be built on, and that's the property immediately in front of the stacked buildings. So on 2 acres of property, there are going to be 266 potential occupants at any one time in that development on 2 acres of property, if it goes to nightly rental. That would cause the necessity of 26,600 gallons of water per day needed for individual use, including their irrigation system, which is about 3/4 of an acre of green space. That's an additional 87,000 gallons per day of irrigation, 35,300 gallons total needed per day for the development. This number does not include any numbers for their pool or hot tub. Now, I understand that that's only filled once every few years, but there's an evaporation issue, as we all know, as kids splash and water goes out the sides. This requirement is for 40,700 gallons per day total for the two complexes. And I really don't believe that our current well was built to handle that kind of work or that kind of production. In addition to that, if there's going to be 266 people in that development, how many parking spaces? I'm indicating, I'm looking at that would be an additional 133 parking spaces if you say two residents would equal one parking space or two occupants. So, I mean, I think this thing needs to be looked at really seriously. And the developer, you know, there's an old saying, and I'm sure you've heard it, it's easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Well, a lot of that's been done on this development. They're changing the course of the creek that divides the two properties. And the way they're doing that is they're pushing rocks loads of rocks into the creek, down the creek bed, so it's making the creek narrower